The scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school, today is the 30th anniversary of church establishment. In 2 Chronicles 7:16, God talks about the temple that Solomon built. He said, "For now I have chosen and consecrated this house that my name may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually." Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has put his eyes and heart here in this church through this 30th anniversary. All the church members who have been attending this church until now, and those who are attending the service through media broadcasting, congratulations on the 30th anniversary. I give thanks to all the guests who are here to give their heartfelt congratulations. This past July, we had a commemoration service for the 30th anniversary of the church opening. That day was the second opening of the church. Through the sweat and tears that we had shed for the last 30 years, we now have so many spiritual workers, and they formed a strong organization. This was another spiritual birth for this church. Today is the day to proclaim this spiritual second opening to the heavens and earth. Beginning today, Manmin will arise and shine to stand above all nations as a church that leads all peoples of all nations to the Lord. This was made possible because God the Father has shown to this church heaven with his love for us. What does it mean that he showed us heaven? When we think about this, I hope you will feel the love of God the Father that is not only for this church but also for all mankind. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will give thanks, praise with joy, and give glory to God for his love. Last Monday, when I was praying, God told me to have a happy and joyous week, and also on the anniversary Sunday, I should spend a happy day from morning to the evening. And when God said something like that, God has a meaning in it, so I hope you will also have a happy and joyous day today. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and guests, let us first look into the spiritual meaning of heaven. Heaven is the place where God, who is spirit, dwells. It is the spiritual realm. It is in contrast with this earth where people with a physical body live. Heaven is limitless, and it is a place where there is nothing that is impossible. Moreover, heaven is also the place where there is the kingdom of heaven, our original home to which we will return after this temporary period of human cultivation is over. So after the evening service, after the sermon, we'll have the performances, celebration performances, and I think it'll be more helpful to understand the meaning. In the first part, the heaven will be displayed. And there will be so many, some scores of dancers and singers who will perform and in an attempt to express the scenes in heaven. And our performance is known worldwide, and so many people, so many pastors around the world, they commend us, praise these performances, and they sometimes wonder we have brought so many professional dancers and singers or movie actors, actresses. But we did not bring any professional and professionals. They are all our church members. The kingdom of heaven is a beautiful and glorious place beyond our expression, and I hope you will feel a glimpse of it in the performances in the evening service. In the first part, it'll be heaven, and the second part, it'll be the earth. So you can have this understanding. The first part, it'll be so glorious, so splendid, and in the second part, it'll be about the earth. So we'll have in the second part, we'll have the Korean traditional dress, hanbok, and the dances will be the dances of the earth. So it is different from the first part. And also there will be some dancers spinning. And it'll be an expression of this earth. Please do not wonder why they are doing such a thing in the church. But you can understand that it is with an attempt to express the earth. And this heaven is not visible to man's naked eyes. But God the Father has been showing this heaven to this church for the last 30 years. In doing so, He confirmed His love for this church and has been fulfilling His providence for this church. Now, how did God show heaven to this church? If you see and hear with faith, and if you understand that there is heaven and there is God, you will be one of those blessed ones. First, He showed it to us through the Word. This church was established on the foundation of the spiritual messages. We have our foundation in the fivefold holiness gospel, which consists of regeneration, sanctification, divine healing, resurrection, and second advent of the Lord. We added resurrection to the fourfold gospel to make it the fivefold gospel. We are from a holiness church, and in the holiness church actually has the fourfold gospel, and we added resurrection to the fourfold gospel. And when God said that, when God commanded me to add this, I wasn't sure what He meant, but when the time came, it actually was realized that God said, today is the era of the Holy Spirit. Since the crucifixion of the Lord, it is a time period for the believers to adorn themselves as a bride of the Lord while waiting for His second coming. The second coming of the Lord and the resurrection of the believers are actually events that will happen soon. And this church has been proving clearly that the resurrection as recorded in the Bible is true. And also the things that will happen after the resurrection are also true. I also preached about heaven and hell. Of course, because of these things, some people condemned us as teaching mysticism. And some people, they added one more word, ultra-mysticism. You know, if you exclude mysterious things from the Bible, what can you believe? How can you believe in God who is not visible? How can you believe in heaven and hell? And how can you believe in spiritual realm? The Bible itself is mystery. God Himself is mystery. God created everything out of nothing. How mysterious. The sun and the moon stopped by Joshua. The Red Sea was parted by Moses. When the Lord commanded the sea and the waves, the winds to calm down, they did. With the handkerchiefs and aprons, the evil spirits left and the sick people were healed. And in this church, the same things are happening, and they say they condemn us as mysticism. The dead are brought back to life, and so many people who are infertile, they receive the blessing of conception by prayer. And the blind come to see, the mute come to hear, the deaf mute come to speak, the deaf to hear, the lame get up and walk. So many dead people were brought back to life. AIDS, lepers. We can't really see lepers around in the city, but there are so many people from other countries who testify of being healed of a leprosy. Even today, I saw one person testifying from Peru, being healed of a leprosy. Cancers and so many diseases, germs, viruses, sicknesses, illnesses. We are receiving so many testimonies every week from all over the world. Being healed. In the Bible, there are so many things that the Lord and the apostles did. They are all mysterious things. The plagues, the swarms of locusts, fleas and frogs. And aren't they all mysterious? God is at work and He is showing us these things. And they say it's mysticism and ultra-mysticism. If we exclude these mysterious things, how can we believe in the life after death, which is not visible? But in fact, there are other people who should be judged. What is the situation with today's churches? They do not even preach the second coming of the Lord. Or it is just mentioned briefly as a formality, not to mention preaching about the resurrection. But this church has been trying the best to teach all the teachings of the Bible and the gospel without adding or subtracting anything. Beginning with the message of the cross that teaches about the sacred hidden since before the ages, messages on Genesis and Revelation were also preached to clearly teach us the providence of human cultivation and spiritual realm. In Christian press, my Revelation lectures are being printed every week regularly. Before that, it was Genesis lectures. And there are so many books, Message of the Cross, so many numbers of books were sold. We had the NRB convention, and some people, they were feeling sorry that they couldn't buy any more Message of the Cross because we ran out of the stock. It ran out so quickly. And there were so many spiritual messages preached, and as a result, many church members have been able to take conscience against sins, having the hope of resurrection and heavenly kingdom, and they have tried to live by the will of God. It is as 2 Peter 1:4 says, "For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust." It is so that we can become partakers of the divine nature. Especially the messages about the categorization of different kingdoms of heaven and rewards became a catalyst for their growth in faith. Members of Manmin have been running the race of faith to reach the city of New Jerusalem, where there is the throne of God. They've been trying to become God's children who resemble Him. The mommy members, they do not speak any foul language. Even little children, even young students, they don't speak any foul language. They don't curse. Probably they have forgotten what those bad words are. You know, they don't even get angry. They don't pass judgment or condemnation on others. They don't hit others. You know, they are willing to turn the other cheek when somebody strikes them on the right one cheek. Furthermore, most of them came to know about the reality of hell through the messages, and they could drive away temptations of sin. They do not seek the worldly things that will perish soon, but they have been trying to become brides of the Holy Lord. What a great blessing it is to clearly know about the heavenly kingdom and spiritual realm to which we will enter later. But in fact, there is a greater blessing. It is that we came to know about God clearly through the deep spiritual messages. Through the messages, we learned how holy and perfect God is. We learned about the kind of great power He has and how much He loves us. Since I met God and became a pastor, I wanted to learn the will of God who is Spirit. So I fasted and prayed for so many days and nights, not minding hot or cold weather. So since I accepted the Lord, for the last 40 years, almost 40 years, I've never really stayed at home. Even before the opening of the church, even before I received the calling to become a pastor, I went to the mountainside prayer houses to pray all night, to fast, same today. God heard my prayers and explained the difficult passages in the Bible to me through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. One such good example of this is writing of the book Message of the Cross, which has been translated into more 65 languages and loved by people around the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10 says, "But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. As said, let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has clearly shown to us heaven and glory of God who is in heaven." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and guests, secondly, God has shown to this church heaven, namely spiritual realm, through His power. It said in Psalm 62, verse 11, "Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God." As said, power actually belongs to God only. So the power, a man cannot manifest any power of God. Only God can do it. The Almighty God can manifest His power. And if somebody does this power, it means it is given by God. When I was in the theological seminary, I thought there were so many evangelists, revivalists, pastors with the power of God, because there were many people, many students were talking about such people. But when I was traveling around the world for crusades, I realized that there was none who could really manifest and perform God's power. There was nobody with authority and power, and they were, most of them were rumors and falsehood. And, you know, so that's why whenever I went, you know, the heads, the leaders of Christianity of each country, they knelt before me, because they had never seen such great works of power ever in their life. And when they saw those manifestations of God's power, they were so touched and they felt blessed. And in every country I went, and I was very sorry that there was none. We also have president of NLB. When I had the crusade in Israel, he was there. He was there in the New York crusade. Was he? Wasn't he? So I think he saw firsthand, you know, the blind coming to see, the mute coming to speak, the deaf coming to hear, the lame coming to walk and leap and stir. I believe he must have seen all those signs and wonders. So therefore, the manifestations of God's power in this church is the clearest evidence that God is here with us. It is also the proof that God Himself has explained to us the deep spiritual messages. God said, when the disciples went out and preached everywhere, the Lord worked with them and confirmed those words with the signs that followed. By the following signs, the Lord confirmed the messages were true. But there is a more important reason why God is showing His power in this church. It is to let everyone know that heaven, namely spiritual realm, surely exists, and that it has no limitations, and that God who dwells in that heaven is Almighty. We have physical eyes and we can't see the spiritual realm, but there is spiritual realm. There is heaven, there is hell, And as in the Bible, there are heavens and heavens and heavens, there are many heavens. We call this earth, the world we live in, we call it first heaven. And we have the second heaven and third heaven, the kingdom of heaven. The fourth heaven is the space for God Himself. Namely, it is to let all people on this earth know that all things in the universe are God's creation. This power of God was the most decisive factor for the Manu members to meet the Creator God and the Lord and come to have spiritual faith. It is not an overstatement to say that in this church we have seen the powerful works of God every day since its opening. That is why we can say countless works of God are here. We cannot actually count the number of healing works that took place, especially in the mega-size crusades and seminars overseas. Also, this church has grown up as a mega-size church that has millions of believers around the world. Also, GCN, an affiliated broadcaster of our church, is spreading the holiness gospel and power of God. It is sending its signal to more than 170 countries around the globe through satellite, cable network, and public air broadcasting. And one can watch the programs anywhere in the world at any time through the mobile web service. Even in Russia, past Russia, in Siberia, even those people can watch my sermons. And these programs cause numerous works of God to take place every day. GCN broadcasts the prayer for the sick at least three times a day, in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. There are so many people who receive divine healing and solutions to their problems through these prayers. Many people from around the world send their amazing testimonies, saying their last stage cancer was gone through the prayer for the sick on TV, their dead optical or auditory nerves were restored that they came to see and hear, even a dead fetus was revived and again moved. When we had a special meeting with one of our assistant pastors of this church, and the fetus was not moving. It was almost a delivery date, but the fetus was dead. But when our pastor prayed for that fetus, for the woman, the fetus was revived and was born and is growing up so well. And these things are taking place so many times. To those who believe, God works for them. You know, you should not doubt such things, because God works for those who believe, actually believe. Nowadays, the readers of InVictory Christian website and viewers of TBN Russia send from hundreds to thousands of prayer requests regularly, every week. So I cannot pray for them individually, so I harbor all the prayer requests in my heart. I pray for them as a whole. But just by praying for them as a whole, so many people are receiving the actual divine healing works transcending space and time. They give their testimonies. They send their testimonies to us. In doing that, so many people receive the answers and send testimonies about their experiences. We can introduce just a few cases of those testimonies through the weekly church newsletter and weekly Manmin magazine video and the annual Christian Doctors Medical Conferences of WCDN. I am so thankful that the testimonies have never stopped until this very day. And every newsletter, every Manmin magazine video, in every WCDN conference, we have new testimonies. We have printed more than 550 church newsletters, close to 750 Manmin magazine video presentations, and we will soon have the 10th WCDN conference next year. In all those forums of media, so many testimonies were introduced. Whenever the church members heard and watched the testimonies, they rejoiced together and gave glory to God. They also shed tears of thanksgiving and joy before God for the works of the living God. Those testimonies that were introduced were a variety of testimonies, from individual or family level testimonies to miracles that churches or nations experienced. Even from at a national level, if they have the faith, when the national leaders, they have faith and they ask for me to pray for national disaster, natural disasters and things like that, then they receive the solutions to the problems. The problems go away. Then we have many testimonies, especially I think it was last year when we had the WCDN conference last year in Australia. There were so many, there was a great flood in Australia. And there were so many medical doctors who asked me to pray for that situation and to for the rain to stop. So when I prayed, right from the moment I prayed, the rain stopped, and their area, the medical doctors where they lived, they had no damage at all. The banks were protected and they were safe. And these things are taking place so many times everywhere in the world, but except in Korea, for the reason. Isn't it because it's not known, or is it because out of envy and jealousy they try to destroy us? But when soon it'll be widely known all over Korea, and when there are natural disasters, they will ask me to pray for the situations. But in smaller level, local people, they asked me to pray. When there were some wild animals attack on farms, our church members received my prayer and they were all protected, especially in case of swine flu, all our church members, even in other countries, none of our church members got swine flu. And of course, there were some who got it, but they received my prayer and it was gone right away. When I was in Israel, some press people, they asked me to pray. So and people are dying of swine flu. And so I prayed for them. And from that day, swine flu disappeared in Israel. And the press people, they know of this fact. Right from that day, there was none who died. And it was gone completely from Israel. So what did all people see through these? They saw the great God who is standing above any king of the world and who is in heaven controlling the life and death and blessings and curses of mankind, the course of human history. The Father God told us that from now on, the leaders of each country will more frequently ask me to pray for the matters at national levels. Even now, those who know about me, the national leaders, the high officials, and they visit me and they ask me to pray. And to that same extent, the Almighty God and the existence of the spiritual realm will be spread more widely to more souls. Brothers and sisters, do you remember when you saw the clouds coming out and going back in the year 2000? A bunch of clouds came out from a certain height in the sky and they disappeared very soon after that. Do you have the video clip? The clouds appeared and disappeared as if someone released the clear and clean clouds out to the sky and then sucked them back in. God said, once told me, when you go to the mountain prayer in the mountain, just watch carefully the wind blowing, the direction of the wind, and the moving of the clouds. There were a lot of clouds, and all the clouds gathered into one spot in the sky, and they all disappeared in that spot. They were sucked into that one hole. And all those clouds, they disappeared. They were kind of sucked into that space, into that hole. And God explained that there is spiritual space, which is not visible to your naked eyes. And it was so that God can explain to me. So from that moment, the church members saw the clouds coming out and going into the sky. It is a clear fact. A couple of years ago, we had the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. We have that in the middle of December. we didn't have any weather forecast for any snow. But when we were having the lighting, a certain space opened in the sky and the snow just poured down. If you know of this fact, please raise your hand. Because you were there. There was no weather forecast. I mean, it was clear, actually. But when we were having this ceremony, there was a space that opened and just the snow poured down from that one, from that space. It was a proclamation of God to let us know that there is another space there other than the sky that is visible to us. Since then, God the Father has shown us various kinds of wonders utilizing the spiritual space. Some typhoons that were coming towards our summer retreats or crusade locations changed their directions or dissipated. As soon as I arrived at a place where they had had severe drought, they had sweet rain so many times, especially in India crusade. They didn't have rain. They hadn't had rain for 10 months, and they didn't have water, and that they went on a strike against the central government to give them rain. And there was no rain, to give them water, but there was no rain, and what could they do? They couldn't wash their clothes. They couldn't take a bath. But from the day I arrived, they had this rain, which they didn't have for the past 10 months. And some of the press said the rain man came. And even in the crusades, there were some rains. You know, in total of 3 million people gathered, but they didn't move. I was very surprised. Such a great people, if they move in a moment, you know, immediately, at one time, you know, they could be accidents, but they were standing there for 3 to 4 hours, even in the rain. And later I came to know that they were even having a strike because of the rain, because of the water, shortage of water, and including the praise and worship, they were standing there for about 4 hours, even the rain, to attend this crusade. And some newspapers said the rain man came to India. Even in the hottest summer days, there were really cool breezes in our summer retreat locations. Just think about it. The first week of August is the hottest time of the year in Korea. And we always have summer retreats in the first week of August. And we have many locations. In the Jeonbuk province, in the Gangwon province, because we have so many members, we have to separate the men's mission and women's mission, and we have to, the young people, they have their own summer retreat. And in every summer retreat location. And during that week, the whole country was having the temperature of 35 degrees Celsius. But in our locations, retreat locations, it was 27, 28, and at night, it was also so hot. But our locations, retreat locations, it was 22, 23 degrees. So they had long sleeves and even blankets because it was going to get chilly. Because they know these things nowadays. Even without air conditioning, they had such cool breezes. So it wasn't hot at all. It was so refreshed. It was so fresh, the air was fresh, and we could have these athletic events. And we wouldn't get the sunburned, so that we wouldn't get sunburned, got hit, blocked the sun with the clouds. If it is true, say amen. Because the evidence that God is living and God is working for His beloved church every year, not just one year. And because this news spread to so many countries, so many press people, news reporters, they come to this summer retreat to see the works of God. And the press people, some of them actually wrote articles about these events. The countless dragonflies that gathered through the spiritual space gave us insect-free environments. And they also sat on our church members. In our summer retreats, we have so many. much more than the number of our church members. So these dragonflies come down from heaven, come down from the sky. They come down from the sky because they are moving through the spiritual spaces. So they sit on our church members. They're on their faces, on their fingertips, on their noses. And especially elder, this elder Chun Jo, those, he used to be, movie actor. You see, one on his hand and two on each of his fingertips. They come down from the sky. And they come down from around the sun. And they are looking up to the sky to see the dragonflies coming down. And they come down from the sky and they sit on their church members. And so we don't have any mosquitoes, any insects, none during our summer retreats because these dragonflies catch all these harmful insects. So even when we have barbecue parties at night in summer in those woods, we don't have any mosquitoes. And how can you not recognize the existence of heavenly realm, spiritual realm? The week before last, the church member who is in Gyeongsang province, he flies to Seoul to attend the service. He was telling me, "Senior pastor, my house, there were many mosquitoes in my house because the house is quite big. The house is his house is a quite big house. There are many trees also. So, and didn't dragonflies go to your house? Because in every church member's house, the mosquitoes go to our church members' houses and catch all the mosquitoes. He's kind of a newcomer. It's not even maybe today is the first anniversary since he came. Maybe the dragonflies didn't go to his house. So he was telling me that there were some mosquitoes. So I said, I will send dragonflies to you. Then what do you think happened? On October 2nd, there are so many dragonflies in his house catching all the mosquitoes. Strangely, now we have some mosquitoes in Korea. And as I said to that member, they are sent by God, so they are so friendly, and they will sit on you people, the family members. It was Tuesday last week. And God is at work. Am I making things up? You know, there are so many people are listening. Even from the other countries, they always, dragonflies come to the church members in other countries and catch all the mosquitoes. Because they believe in God, God is working for them. And these dragonflies are not afraid of people, our church members. So that person, that believer experienced that the dragonflies, and he also received some blessings. You know, the construction business is not going well, but he got two contracts. He was competing with the mega sites builders, but he still won the contract, which costs about 100 billion won, which is about $100 million. Also, wherever we Manmin members went, God showed to us double, triple, quadruple, and other extraordinary rainbows in the sky to confirm His love and promise towards Manmin. In 1998, God showed to me a fourfold quadruple rainbow, and God told me that whenever you see a rainbow, know that I am always with you. And since then, in every event we have, you know, almost every event, and every week, Many times a week, we have these rainbows in the sky of the church. Double, triple, quadruple, and even K-shaped. So many kinds of different rainbows. Countless times. You know, it's not easy to see one rainbow, but at least two or three times a week, we are seeing rainbows every week. Even stars moved through the sky quickly and danced in the spiritual space. Can you believe this? Of course you can't. But it's true, and it's a fact. There were some also many press people. At night, we showed to them. We show that the stars are moving. Since the last year, God has shown us the spiritual realm in more detail through the aura-like lights. He increased our hope for heaven by showing us New Jerusalem, angels, fruits, and flowers of heaven, the sword of the word, and musical instruments in so many beautiful colors of lights. Because all these things are in heaven too, you know, beautiful lights, beautiful shapes of fish, beautiful flowers, many kinds of animals, and even musical instruments. He expressed his love through the heart shape, the ring of promise, and bouquets. Moreover, he also showed to us the fire of hell, messengers of hell, and skeletons that can be found in hell. How the messengers of hell look like. This is also the love of God the Father, who is leading us delicately so that we can be on the alert in our life of faith. Other than these, through so many extraordinary things, all of which we cannot list, He let us see as if with our eyes and touch as if with our hands the existence of heaven and God who is in heaven. Many members came to feel the city of New Jerusalem and heaven more substantially so that they could lead a more passionate life in faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and guests, God the Father thirdly showed to us heaven in this church through the praises and performances. Through the performances and singing. Our church has realized the importance of mission in performing arts, and the performing arts committee was established and raised. This committee has kept on growing for the last 30 years. They have been showing the Father God and the spiritual realm through many kinds of performances, and they've been traveling to so many countries to show such performances. They have been developing the various aspects in performing arts, including singing, dancing, instrumental performance, video costumes, and props. You will see one of those performances in today's evening service. There will be scores of dancers. They will dance these dances, which are dances of heavenly kingdom. The dances that we will dance when we go to heaven later. So beautiful. And each of the props, the performance, they are so beautiful and with so many beautiful colors. And you know, these people in our performing arts committee, they have to dye. They have to make these colors by themselves. They have to boil the water, put the dye in, and they have to dye the actual clothes and the props and dry them and iron them. And they all do all these things by themselves. Through these, they have been showing the splendid and glorious kingdom of heaven that is filled with beautiful lights and sounds, where praises never stop and which does not need any sunlight, because God shines His light on all His children. And there will be some flying of the angels too. You Manmin members feel the happiness and joy of each day in heavenly life and have greater hope for heaven through these praises. When we have overseas crusades, our praising teams lead the praise for each meeting and worship service, and the attendants open their hearts widely. They are then more open to accept the gospel. Particularly, God the Father Himself is giving the praise songs to this church. Lyrics and melodies of each song are filled with inspiration. And these praise songs are given by God Himself directly. If you can't believe, just feel how these songs are like for yourself. We'll have the performances on heaven and hell, and beginning with the all these lyrics and melodies are given by God. And man, you know, for this anniversary service, God gives us some scores of songs at once. Even the experts, they say, musical experts, they say, how can such beautiful lyrics and melodies come out in such a short time? It is just a mystery. It is a miracle. Who composes these songs? Who writes these songs? Who writes the lyrics? But all these songs are made within just a couple of days because it's the work of God. He gives us the lyrics, the melodies, everything. So if you listen to these songs, there are songs that will be sung in heaven, and also there are songs that are sung in earth. We also create our church events with a theme and plans given by God the Father Himself. Through this, we Manmin come to know about what kind of being God the Father really is. We can also feel that aroma of heart we have to offer up to God to enter into New Jerusalem, and what kind of aroma we will offer to the Father God in heaven. God says in Isaiah 43:21, the people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise. We give the praise of thanksgiving to the Father God who has given us, and let us sing the songs of the Heavenly Father, the songs of heaven. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and guests, God the Father has been showing heaven continuously in this church for the last 30 years. It might seem that the Father God has given them to us for free, but in fact, nothing was gained without a price. If it were, the enemy devil and Satan would have objected, saying the following, God, you clearly showed to them the spiritual realm and gave them grace unconditionally, so now they have great faith, which they don't deserve. So, God let us pay the exact price according to His justice. As in the journey of Moses and the sons of Israel out of Egypt, you and I had to go through fiery trials as the shepherd and workers and members of Manmin Church. Through those trials, as said in 1 Peter 1:7, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ, many of you came to have faith like pure gold. Let us think about this more. Let us think about this in more detail in the evening service with the title Earth. Brothers and sisters, heaven is vast. Through the heaven that God showed to this church, we first came to understand that the heart of God the Father and His love for us is endless. 30 years ago, we had the establishment service in just 77 days after the opening with more than 170 members. Today, having a second establishment, we are offering this service as a big denomination that has more than 10,000 branch churches worldwide. Today's reading passage, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3 says, nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. As said, the Father God will bring so many nations and kings to His side without a stop through this church. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has great and vast love. Because of the time, I'll pray for the sick right away. Lay your hands on sick parts and receive the prayer with faith. Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit receive spiritual and physical health, light come. Give them power, power, power. And give them faith to believe from heart. Their prayer requests from other countries. Father, lay your hands on them. Pastor David Jeong-yeon-jang from Colombia, they will have the, they want to have outside, outdoor worship service on October 15th, Monday. Let everything go well with them, with the registration of Manmin religious body, and Norris, low sugar level, be healed, Sawat, recover the immune system, Baljan Nam of Mongolia, hepatitis B, be healed, Chen Chege, the cancer in the uterus, be healed. Chen Qingmin, let her be able to buy the meeting place for Ba Mamin Church. Tan Jing, heart disease, be healed. Zhou Rojen, have paralysis. Yu Fengning, diabetes. Tan Wei, herniated disc of the neck. Wu Ok Sun, diabetes, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Ban Qing Fo, schizophrenia, be healed. Zhang Huang, non-heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, be healed. Zhu Jing Zhang, complications of diabetes, be healed. Oh Jin Suk, pneumonia. Tan Chun Sung, severe hiccups. Ok Hua, easy delivery. Father, give her the blessing of easy delivery at the most appropriate time on the most appropriate day. Kim Eun Chul, let his house be sold, and let him also get the green card of the United States. Or also let her get the residential permit of the United States. Heavenly Father, thank you. Lay your hands on all the church members from head to toe, all entrails, cells and nerves and tissues, burn with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come, be burnt by the fire of the... Let the eyes see, ears hear, and all the kidneys, hearts, lungs, intestines, stomachs be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. High and low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Father, make all their body parts healthy and bless them spiritually and physically. Lord, thank you. Let them have a happy and joyous day today. Father, thank you. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and let them make no mistakes while driving. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.